A prolific sex offender who'd been arrested was able to carry on offending while on bail, leading to the death of a 12-year-old girl. That's one of the findings of a report by the police ombudsman in the north. Alexandra McCartney from Newry in County Down pretended to be a teenage girl to target children around the world. He was the subject of an international investigation into so-called catfishing and was eventually sentenced to 20 years in jail. Our northern correspondent Conor McCauley has been following this story. Conor, will you tell us first of all about Alexandra McCartney? What did he do?
Good afternoon, Rachel. Well, as you said in your introduction there, Alexandra McCartney, he's a student, a computer science student from just outside of Newry in County Down. As you said, he posed as a child online to persuade young children to send him sexual images, which he then used to blackmail them. He was jailed in 2024 for 20 years for a catalogue of offences, more than 100 offences, including an offence of the unlawful act of manslaughter. Now, that manslaughter charge referred to the death of 12-year-old Simran Thomas. She was a little girl from West Virginia in the United States. She took her own life in 2018 after online contact with Alexandra McCartney. And so, in fact, did her father, Benjamin Thomas, a number of years later in 2020, as a result of how brokenhearted he was at the loss of his daughter. Alexandra McCartney had first been arrested, though, in 2016, 2 years before Simran's death. 1,100 indecent images were found on his devices. He was arrested. He was released on bail while the case against him was built by detectives. But effectively, delays in that case management process and, it's important to say, ineffective bail conditions left him free to offend at will. And over this two-year period, he abused seven other victims, including Simran Thomas. The handling of the case prompted the PSNI Chief Constable to refer themselves, I suppose, to the oversight body, the Police Ombudsman of Northern Ireland, and it's that report that we have published today.
So talk to us then, Conor, about this report. What does it say about what went wrong in the investigation?
Well, the first thing it says, well, not the first thing it says, but one of the things it says is, look, there was no question of any wrongdoing by the officers involved in this. But it's very clear from reading the report that the teams responsible for analysing devices were completely snowed under, looking at phones and laptops linked to alleged sexual offending and other criminality. At one point in the cybercrime unit, there were 60 officers looking at 1,000-plus devices. The specific unit investigating McCartney's offending had only 5 officers out of its full complement of 14 due to sickness and various other absences. The cybercrime unit, it appears, was also prioritising terrorism and serious crime cases, so that also helped to delay the analysis of the sexual offences cases. So, in fact, it was more than 2 years before McCartney came to be questioned about his 2016 offending, and by that time, Simran Thomas was already dead. As I said, the other thing was the bail conditions. That was the other big issue there. There were two effectively applied to McCartney. The first was that he live at home, and the second was that he have no contact with under-16s. Those conditions weren't routinely monitored to ensure compliance, but he also crucially continued to have unfettered access to electronic devices and the internet during his period on bail, which seems remarkable given what was known about the type of offending he was involved in at that stage. The Police Ombudsman's Office for Northern Ireland said all this meant his offending went on unchecked, that the bail conditions had failed to manage the risk. Up until that point, really, I think the problem was that there weren't simply the police staff to monitor compliance with bail conditions around the internet. So in the Police Ombudsman's words, the conditions that were imposed on him were superficial, ineffective and unsupervised. In fact, it was only in 2019 that a bail condition was imposed on him restricting his internet access, and he had breached that, I think, 9 days or something like that after it was imposed, and a short time after that then he was taken into custody.
Given all of these findings, how has the PSNI responded?
They've issued a statement just around about an hour ago in which they say they fully accept the findings. They say all this happened at a time when its Child Internet Protection Team and its Cyber Crime Unit were under huge pressure due to an explosion in the work it was being required to do. It says there have been some changes to improve risk identification and prioritisation of cases. There's been some new technology deployed as well. But I suppose the big picture here is the money question. Money was clearly, staffing was clearly a big part of the problem here. Budgets were a big part of the problem. And that pressure is as evident in terms of police budget today as it was back in 2016, 2018. In fact, the PSNI is looking for around £200 million at the moment to boost recruitment. And the Stormont executive says it simply can't afford that at present.
Conor, thank you very much. Conor McCauley there, our Northern correspondent.